Hello.
Hi, is that Anthony?
Yeah, speaking, yeah.
Morning. Is Francesca from Inis Law calling? You okay?
Sorry?
Is Francesca from Inis Law calling?
Oh, Francesca.
Yeah, just for data protection, would you be able to confirm your date of birth and postcode for me, please?
It's 10/10/1981.
Yeah, and your postcode?
2783
Perfect, thank you. So just we're getting ready to send the contracts over. I've just got one more question. You're able to add a beneficiary to your application, so if anything was to happen to you, we'd get in contact with them. Did you want to add one on?
I'm on the bus. I'm finding it hard to hear there. Could you just repeat yourself? Sorry if I'm kind of
You
threatening
can,
you to
that's
repeat
okay.
yourself.
Yeah, you can add a beneficiary to your application, so if anything was to happen to you, we would be in contact with them. Would you like to add one?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we need their full name, date of birth, email or telephone, and then an address. So you can do this
Yeah, I
at,
can get.
yeah,
Yeah, I
that'll
can
go.
give you that.
Yeah, so who would you like to put?
What is it you need first?
Full name.
It's Anthony Robert Finnegan Cashmore.
Yeah, and date of birth.
10/10/1981.
No, so the full name and date of birth for the beneficiary.
Anthony Robert Finnegan Cashmore.
Yeah.
And then the date of birth is 10/10/1981.
It's the same as yours.
What do you mean, the same as mine?
So the date of birth I got off you earlier is the same date.
No, it's the same date. I don't lie about my date of birth.
So is your benefit to the beneficiary,
I'm
so
not. I'm not. I'm not speaking with making up a fake identity. You know what I mean? It's my true self. You know what I mean? The person is me and the country.
yeah, no, so with the beneficiary, so it's someone else.
Or is it someone else has taken a nominee?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So if anything was to happen to you and we couldn't get in touch with you anymore or anything like that, we'd then talk to them instead, so the application would be handed to them. So if you were to get an award, it would go to the beneficiary.
Yeah, can I have time to think about that?
Yeah, no problem, that's fine.
Is that
So yeah, so if you want to add one on, you can do that at any
Excuse
point.
me, to have like a couple of hours to think who I could, who's the best trusted person. No
Yeah.
trusted person, but
Yeah, no, I
who wouldn't
understand
help
that.
and all that kind of stuff. No,
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
want to help them with that. I need to think that stuff over.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I understand that. So, in regards to the contracts now, so I've just sent them over to you. So they'll be sent to you via email and text message. So you can do either or, and it should be a link that you can open.
Yeah.
And then once you've signed those, then they'll come back to us, and then I can send your application over to redress.
Right, okay.
So with
Right.
the contract, so there's a yellow box on the bottom of the page that when you click on it, it'll take you to all the pages that need a signature. And then once you scroll all the way down to the bottom, then there's a little tick box and then you should be able to submit them. But it's like an electronic signature, so it's a tap to sign and you just draw it with your finger on the screen.
Right, okay, I'll try and suss it out.
But yeah, so once you've done that, then I can send your application over to redress, okay? But if you have any problems or anything, let me know. Give me a call, okay?
Right, okay, no worries.
That's perfect. Thank you very much.
I'll give you an update if I get lost or that. Right, thanks.
That's okay. Thank you very much. Take care.
Take care, bye.
Bye.